Moose and wolves have coexisted on Isle Royale for some 6 decades, and researchers have been studying that relationship since the late 1950s. Last week, the Associated Press reported that wolves may be in trouble on the island. Their numbers are down to 16 animals, and there are fears that they could die out because of a lack of females. Dr. Rolf Peterson is a world-renowned wildlife ecologist at Michigan Technological University, and he's been studying the wolves and moose of Isle Royale since 1970. He's on the phone with us this morning to talk a little bit about it. Good morning, Dr. Peterson.
Good morning, Kara. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Tell us what is happening with the wolves on Isle Royale.
The wolf population has been declining more or less as we expected it to do. It hung on a little longer than we thought, actually. They're down to 16 animals this winter, and there had been as many as 30 just a couple of years ago. And that's, I think, ultimately because they've run out of old moose. And old moose means like 12, 14, 16 years old. They had been doing pretty well for the last 10 years because there was a huge number of moose born in the early 1990s that got old and fueled the wolf population until very recently. In the 90s, the moose population was at an all-time high, historic high, actually over 2,000 animals. And then in 1996, three-fourths of them starved to death. So it was a big baby boom generation of moose and then nothing to back them up coming out in the late 1990s. So there have been two huge fluctuations in the last 50 years. The first one was in the wolves in the early 80s, and that resulted from parvovirus entering the island. And that was a brand new mutant virus brought to the island by a dog from Chicago, actually. And what that did was kept the wolf population real low, and that allowed the moose population to take off. And then the logical result of that was a real high number of moose in the 1990s. And then the winter of 95-96 was quite severe, and that brought about the catastrophic decline. What's happening this year is sort of the logical outcome of that. Maybe not quite as spectacular, but it's certainly a chain of events that you can go back in history and see.
Mm-hmm. In some of the literature that I read, there was a wolf that appears to have come over from Canada and sort of rejuvenated the population. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. We actually just discovered it in 2009, but the event happened in 1997, just after the moose crash. And we discovered it through analysis of wolf droppings or wolf scats for DNA. And so it came in 1997, fell into an opening for a breeding male in one of the packs, and then immediately set about reproducing very successfully. So now everybody has descended from that one wolf.
Adult wolves don't live very long, do they?
No, the average lifespan is probably 3 or 4 years. But, you know, the really successful ones live to be like an old dog, 10 to 12 years.
What's going to happen out there if, for example, no more outside wolves come in or are brought in to help out?
Well, actually, at the moment, there's another little mini-drama going on because through the analysis of DNA, we discovered that this year there's no more than one or two females in the entire population. And so if those one or two females die without leaving any offspring, female offspring, then, yeah, you could end up with no females. But there's still a chance that situation will resolve itself because, you know, that's what wolves do, is reproduce. So the next year will be very interesting. If they reproduce, if there's reproduction in some female this year, we'd be very interested to see next year what the sex ratio is, because the future of the population may hinge on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, while we have you on the phone, Dr. Peterson, I wanted to also ask you about moose numbers in greater Minnesota. Northwestern Minnesota's moose herd is pretty much gone and dropped from 4,000 animals to around 100 over a 25-year span. Now the moose herd here in northeastern Minnesota appears to be suffering the same fate. There's going to be a moose informational meeting here in Grand Marais with Dr. Ron Mullen of UMD's Natural Research Institute. You chaired a moose advisory committee for the Minnesota DNR, and the committee made several recommendations about trying to save the moose. Why do you think we're losing our moose here in Minnesota?
I think there isn't too much doubt that the decline in moose is due directly or indirectly to increasing temperature, both summer and winter. Beyond that, it is important to try to figure out, is it a direct effect of increasing summer heat, for example, which does stress moose, or is it a indirect effect of easier winters and deer doing better farther north and bringing, for example, brainworm with them, which is a parasite that's commonly fatal in moose. So that's where I think the science is right now, trying to figure out what are these moose dying of. They're dying at a rate that's unsustainably high. The critical question is what's the cause of death? Whether it's primarily brainworm or primarily direct effects of increasing heat, because that sort of points the direction in terms of what management might do to reduce the problem for moose.
We're talking with Dr. Rolf Peterson of Michigan Technological University about moose and wolves on Isle Royale, and also a little bit about the moose problem here in greater Minnesota, the declining population. Is there anything that you would like to add this morning?
Well, I could put in a plug. In November, I'll be in Grand Marais at Northhouse Folk School, one of their weekend festivals. So looking forward to that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.